Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. This is Tom Jeffrey giving you a hearty welcome to another Hollywood Spotlight review. And again, we have a sparkling array of film capital talent to entertain you. First, the three ambassadors, clever boys with clever vocal arrangements. Then, our Hollywood troubadour, Larry Burke, Phil Harris and his famous musical aggregation featuring Winsome Lea Ray, and that anemic evangelist, Aunt Addie, appearing this time with our old friend and yours, Don Wilson. So, on with the show now, as the three ambassadors from Hollywood step right into your radio set with their dynamic arrangement of You Hit the Spot.
You hit the spot, like a balmy breeze on a night in May. You hit the spot, like a cool mint julep on a summery day. You hit a new high in my estimation. I had to fall, 'cause you've got so much on the ball. Oh, you hit the spot, like the first embrace when the knot is tied. You hit the spot, like a pipeline slipped by a fireside. Matter of factly, don't know exactly what it is that you've got, but ooh, you hit the spot. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da-da-da. You're the top, ba-da-da-da-bum. You're the Colosseum, you hit the spot. Oh, my heart stops beating, can't help repeating that you hit the spot. Like a long-lost friend and a friendly greeting, you hit a new high in my estimation. I had to fall, you had to fall. You've got so much on the ball, I had to fall. You hit the spot, like first embrace when the knot is tied. You hit the spot, like a pipeline slipped by a fireside. Matter of factly, don't know exactly what it is that you've got. Whoa, you hit the spot. Your mind completely, let me repeat, you've got just what it takes to hit the spot.
Thanks, lads. That was great. Yes, indeed. Well, now, Larry Burke is reviving a memorable tune of a few years ago with... Well, just sing it, Larry. I'm sure we'll all recognize it.
We played the game of telling, but it cost more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrendered here. I may seem proud, I may act gay. It's just a pose, I'm not that way. 'Cause deep down in my heart I say, I surrendered here. Little mean things we were doing, just have been part of the game, lending a spice to the ruin, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, why then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my life, my love, my all. I surrender.
I surrender, dear. Must have been that Larry Burke was looking in the direction of our next act, waiting in the wings to entertain us. Yep, it's that demon of the airways, the anemic evangelist, Aunt Addie. Come on, Aunt Addie and Don Wilson.
Can you hear me?
Well, hello, Aunt Addie. Well, tell me, what do you know about dairy maids?
Well, I don't know much about dairy maids, but I'd like to get a hold of that Bob Burns for a minute. You know, Don, it's a good thing I got married.
Why is that, Aunt Addie?
Because last week he ran out of joke books.
Well, that's not a bad idea, that, is it?
You know, he had an awful accident, too, last week.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Who, Bob Burns?
Yes.
Or asthma?
Asthma did.
Oh, I see. Well, what was that accident?
Well, he got up in the middle of the night to answer the telephone, and he fell over a bunch of college humors.
Oh, well, to get down to the subject, Aunt Addie, tell me, what do you know about dairy maids?
I know plenty about them.
Well, if that's the case, name five things that contain milk.
What's that?
I say, if you're so smart and know plenty about them, why, tell me of five things that contain milk.
All right. Butter, three cows, and one goat.
By the way, does your cow give much milk?
Wait a minute. The cheerleader's laughing too loud. What did you say, Mr.
I say, Aunt Addie, does your cow give much milk?
Well, I don't know. She's so ticklish, I ain't been able to milk her yet.
Well, how do you like it on the ranch?
What?
How do you like it on the ranch?
What?
I say, how do you like it on the ranch? What's the matter with you? Don't you know what a ranch is?
Oh, sure. It's a tool to fix monkeys with.
Why don't you use it like yourself?
What? Wait a minute. They're pushing me off the air.
I used to think that you were a wit.
Well, you was half right.
Oh, well, never mind, never mind. Let it pass. Say, didn't your uncle give you something for your dairy ranch?
Oh, yes. He made me a present of a pig.
Oh, just like him.
Did you see him? Say, Donnie, you know, I wrote a great story about milk and the local paper bought it.
Oh, gee, that was swell. How did it look when it appeared in print?
Condensed.
Oh, I get it. It had to take a cut.
How we doing?
All right, keep going.
Well, you know, all our milk did. You know, Donnie, I made a terrible mistake yesterday, but I fixed it up all right.
Oh, what was that terrible mistake anyway?
Well, you know, I was staying over to my sister's house, and I went out to mail a letter and blamed if I didn't pull the fire alarm box instead of putting the letter in the mailbox.
Hey, don't you know that you can be thrown in jail for sending in a false alarm?
I know it. So I set my sister's house on fire.
Well, that was a good idea. By the way, how is your canary bird? How old is he now?
How old is my canary?
Mm-hmm.
He's so old that he can remember when there was something to sing about.
Why is it every time I come over to your house, Aunt Addie, he's always perched on that coconut? Doesn't he ever get off of that thing?
No, he never gets off of that coconut.
Well, why not?
Well, he's afraid if he gets off it, he'll be off his nut.
What a gal, what a gal. And with such inspiration as that, Leah Ray comes right on now, singing to the grand accompaniment of Phil Harris Orchestra, I Wish I Had Wings.
Thank you. wonderful wings. There'd be no trouble or woe if I had wings. The little bird sings just because he's got wings. Why, he can fly way up in that sky cause he's got wings. But here am I with my worries and my cares and all of my dreams get me nowhere. I wish I had wings, wonderful wings. Glory be, I could be free if I had wings.